From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Meanwhile, many college-bound high school students and their parents are familiar with the Common Application. It's what it sounds like, a shared application accepted by hundreds of colleges. This month, the nonprofit group behind the Common App announced a new version it hopes will be more friendly to transfer students. From our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
More than a third of college students change schools at least once in 6 years. Yet the current transfer version of the Common Application looks a lot like the one used by high school seniors. Eric Felix with the Center for Urban Education at USC says questions about parents' occupations and education may turn some older students away.
If you are 40 and you work full time and you have potentially children yourself, it's not relevant to the individuals that are applying.
A more inclusive application could help member schools tap into a huge pool of potential students. Of this year's 1 million Common App users, only about 4% are transfer students. Jenny Ricard is CEO of the Common Application. She says just 15% of college students come straight out of high school.
And the remaining 85% include adult students, veterans, and those applying from community colleges.
Ricard says the new application should be ready to go in August of next year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.